night, New York sports fans. That's right. I'm Danielle McCartan. We're talking all things New York sports with you right up till 12 o'clock midnight right here in New York City and beyond. Love the love from Anthony Gallo on Pico di Gallo on right before me. Love the love, and just really appreciate the backup there on the Fanatics Fest games and all that. We'll talk about that. But until now, thanks for tuning in. You know, we got Connor Green and I live right here in Lower Manhattan. And you know it already, but it's 888-808-1019 in case you live under a rock. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. Got a close eye on the Devils game tonight. They're up 2-0 at the end of the first period. Want to know why? Well, maybe, just maybe, we might be getting a live call-in. I'm not promising anything, but maybe, just maybe. By the way, I was driving in on the West Side Highway just before, about an hour ago. I shouldn't say just before. I'm where Leroy Street is? I'm way down south. And I'm driving, and I look over to my right, and there's a black Escalade, New Jersey plates. And I swear, Lil' Kim in the backseat. I swear. And I'm like, nah, no way. And I'm thinking about it, going past, going down a little farther. And then I was in hot pursuit of that Cadillac Escalade. Never did I catch up with it because they got the green light and I had to stop for the red light, and we'll never know. So if Lil Kim, if you're listening, if that was you on the West Side Highway going southbound, let us know, because I'd like to know. I just don't like leaving these things kind of open-ended. You know what I mean? If I got close enough, I would have like, Lil Kim, like out the window, see if she turned around, you know, but didn't get the opportunity to do so. Anyway, 11 days from now, the New York Yankees are going to be in San Francisco. Beautiful city, by the way. Nice little Italy section called the North Beach. I really do like San Francisco. And the Yankees are going to be there in 11 days from right now, opening the entire 2026 Major League Baseball season. Not just their season, not just the Giants season, like the whole league's season. And as I'm reflecting on this earlier this morning, I'm looking at this going, well, you know what? I'm looking at the roster of this Yankees team, and I'm saying, all right, well, they are running it back. That's for sure. Like, there's no denying that this Yankees team is being run back. I mean, even to the guys on the bench, Rosario, Goldschmidt. Okay, but I'm thinking, I'm going like, wait a second. Brian Cashman's decision on Trent Grisham. And that decision, again, was extending that $22 million qualifying offer, which, by the way, Cashman called a bargain, is going to turn out to be the biggest mistake of this winter. Let me say that again. Brian Cashman's extension of $22 million to Trent Grisham is going to turn out to become the biggest mistake of this winter. And I don't know which projection model that Brian Cashman was studying and looking at. Because I'll tell you something. There isn't one single projection out there that exists in the universe. And I know, of course, that the Yankees are the smartest in the room. I get it. But from what I found, there is not one projection model that projects Trent Grisham as being a better player than he was last year. I looked at 7 different ones today. 7. There isn't a single one that projects he'd hit more homers than he did last year. He had 34 last year. The max projection of all the 7 different things, 25. There was not one single projection that said he'd hit for average any better than last season. He hit 235 last year. The highest I could find was 229. Close-ish. Still not higher and still not equal to. And I couldn't find a single projection that said Trent Grisham would hit anywhere close to last year's slugging percentage, nowhere near last year's OPS, and he wouldn't walk anywhere near as much as he did last year. And as we all know, anybody that has eyeballs can know that Trent Grisham had a career year last year. How could you expect him, realistically, to replicate that? And Cashman, how do you pay him like he will? Look, I know You can file this under an old report, not a new report. But have you been paying attention to what's been happening in spring training? It kind of compounds this. It makes this decision worse. And yes, I am well aware of what spring training numbers and are and what they could or could not mean. But you aren't alarmed that the $22 million man, Trent Grisham, is hitting just 143 with not one home run? That's not alarming to you at all? It's alarming to me. And looking back, just curiously, he was much more productive last spring. Like, I don't know, man. I like the guy, Grisham. I like the man. He's that prototypical ball player type. You know what I mean? But this has bad news and bad deal written all over it. And not just in the very Captain Obvious type of way, surface level. Which is, again, there's no way that Trent Grisham could replicate a career year last season again this season. Think now, a little bit deeper. Think now down to the trickle-down effect of that one-year deal for the 29.5-year-old Trent Grisham. Number one, Trent Grisham can't hit lefties. We know this. In his Yankees career, he's just a 182 hitter against lefties with essentially no power. So now, Trent Grisham, at that price, has forced you, the general manager, to essentially turn this into a platoon split with Randall Grichuk, who hits lefties at a 268 clip over the course of his career. So, two roster spots for one roster spot. And if he makes the Yankees roster, which I assume he will because of Grisham's inability to hit lefties, he's going to make $2.5 million. So if you add it all together, get your calculator out, add it all together, $24.5 million, a little over that, for a platoon split in center field and or a fourth outfielder. Okay. Now here's the trickle-down effect. It forces both Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones, the future of this franchise at the moment, to start to spend an indefinite and undefined amount of time at the minor league level for two guys taking up two roster spots who are both on one-year deals. Now look, I know you don't want to call them up and make them sit on the bench. I get it. I don't want that either. But based on every projection I have seen pointing the arrow down in every which way on Trent Grisham this year, why couldn't the four-man outfield rotation at the major league level look like Judge, Bellinger, Dominguez, / Jones? Allocate that $24.5 million elsewhere. No. Instead, Cashman would rather waste away the talents of the 23-year-old Dominguez and the 24-year-old, soon-to-be 25-year-old, Jones at AAA. And again, I know this spring training stuff doesn't matter. But Dominguez is hitting .371 with three homers and 10 RBI. And Jones is hitting .333 with four home runs and 8 RBI. Like, there isn't any more that these two guys could do to show everybody that they deserve a chance at the major league level. These two young players have shown everything they need to demonstrate in order to crack this Major League Yankees roster. And yet they can't. They won't. They're blocked. Grisham, this spring, 1.43 batting average, 0 home runs, 3 RBI. Like, there's no comparison. And what is Grisham doing? Is he hurt? Is he resting on his laurels? He can't. It's only a one-year deal. Has he fallen off farther and faster than anyone imagined he would? Does he just not care? I mean, I don't know what it is, because this can't be, like, real, could it? And if you knew, Brian Cashman, that you didn't have a spot for Dominguez and Jones, if you knew that one or both of them would be blockaded, then why not look to trade them this winter? Why not get something for them? Like, I am positive that they 1,000,000% have trade value. Or, Brian Cashman, do you prefer to hug them long enough so that they have as much value as Clint Frazier and Miguel Andujar did at the end? I mean, make it make sense. I was watching Friday this Stanley Tucci video, the show Searching for Italy, okay? Did you know that a vertical greenhouse in Genoa, the region of Liguria, northwestern Italy, but this vertical greenhouse in Genoa, they wait until basil leaves are exactly 6 inches tall before they pluck them. Not 5.5, not 6 1/8, 6. And I'll tell you something. Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez are 6 inches tall right now. They are ripe for the picking. And yet, they're going to grow down on the farm. They're continuing to grow. And maybe it might just be too late when Brian Cashman decides he's going to pick them. And I already know what you're going to say on the phone lines, 888-808-1019, or online at Coach MCCARTAN. I already know what you're going to say. No, Danielle, Jason Dominguez is a defensive liability in left field. You're right. He is. So switch him back to center field where he's got 2,000 innings of experience at the minor league level. Let him work it out with Spencer Jones, who has almost 3,000 innings of experience in center field. And what's more, you're going to force these guys now to either play out of position, continue to, or to split time in center field. Why not just do it at the major league level? I mean, this was a no-brainer. It's a perfect fit. But you know what it ends up being? A tragedy. It is a tragedy, this outfield. Also, I know what you're going to say. Okay, Danielle, Spencer Jones strikes out too much. He's a liability at the plate. That's true. I was with you. I studied the at-bats in that one game where he hit, David Cone called it an impressive home run, 408 feet over the wall. But the next two at-bats, strikeouts. And strikeouts not in a vacuum. On the first, he chased pitches and struck out. It should have been a walk to load the bases. It was not. On the next at-bat, he chased again, struck out on four pitches. It should have been 3-1, putting the runners on first and second in scoring position. And like, his plate discipline hasn't been markedly different late in the spring. I want you to think back. What was the year? 2016, was it? 17? Do you remember a minor leaguer by the name of Aaron Judge? Gap-toothed, big dude who hit for power but struck out a ton. Remember that guy? How'd he turn out? You want to know something? All you World Baseball Classic ride-or-diers? Captain Aaron Judge. Instead of being off and playing in an exhibition game in a made-up tournament, could have been home in Tampa, helping and mentoring the all-too-similar profiled Spencer Jones. I can bet at this point in time, Jones's chase rate and plate discipline would improve with a full spring training of Judge. And if you don't even want to put the whole thing on Judge's shoulders, well, maybe just being around a full spring training of Jazz Chisholm Jr., Austin Wells, Jose Caballero, or the super veteran Paul Goldschmidt. Maybe that would have helped Spencer Jones's plate discipline. By the way, Goldschmidt, he's got just 3 at-bats away from the Tampa Yankees. 3. Maybe with these guys in the clubhouse, Spencer Jones would have benefited and his plate discipline would have improved. So on the surface level, the Yankees outfield is a bad situation. But once you dig even deeper still, you'll find it's a tragedy. And I hope it works out for them, because 2009 was so long ago. 888-808-1019. Let's kick it off. My name is Danielle McCartan with you on The Fan right here until midnight.